7:40 is the time. WSGW, thank you for joining on the Morning Team Show with Dave and Pat and Charlie. The online listening at WSGW.com. It's sponsored, by the way, by Midland Furniture Garage, MidlandFurnitureGarage.com for the audio stream. And also on live, on air at 100.5 and 790, of course.
Ever since I was a young boy, I played the silver ball. From Soho down to Brighton, I must have played them all. But I ain't seen nothing like him in any amusement hall. That damn dumb flying kid sure plays a mean pinball.
A little Who for you this morning.
Good. Yeah.
Classic like statue, although isn't all Who classic?
Just about.
Just about. Ah, yeah, it's fun to hear Pinball Wizard. They turned this into the stage show, didn't they?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. Pinball Wizard has to be a trick. Elton John was the Pinball Wizard. In the movie.
He did a good version of the song, too. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And we use it just because of the story we have here. And as I'm looking at the story I have, apparently I didn't do what I thought I did when I was downloading the story, and I don't have all of the story, unfortunately, but I have enough of it.
Okay.
Just as fascinating. It talks about how today's video games may boast photorealistic graphics, surround sound, worldwide multiplayer support, but many are still longing for the days when games were more simple, when a game didn't require more than a joystick and a button. Remember those days?
Of course. You know,
the old joysticks and buttons?
Like,
yeah.
Atari.
So it's no surprise that apparently there is a retro gaming surge going on.
Oh, no. No, not at all.
With people who are actually buying gaming cabinets. Remember how that you used to have a single game? Mm-hmm. In a cabinet, you go to an arcade, and each cabinet was a single game.
Right, right.
Yeah. And those are, in fact, I think you just referenced Atari. Nolan Bushnell, who established Atari and Pong in the 1970s, is one of those who's behind the effort. I didn't realize he was still around.
Still
exactly. He says the fun of retro games comes from their simplicity and tight integration into the controllers. Okay.
All
right. Sales of in-home units are on the rise. There's a company called Arcade 1-Up, for example, and it's doubled its sales over the last 18 months. Of course, over the last 18 months.
Yeah, well, yeah. No wonder.
Probably no wonder why it has. But still, they say there's an increased demand for at-home entertainment and a lot of interest from younger audiences, because what they're doing is collaborating with a lot of the companies of today and producing some of the games of yesteryear, sometimes using technology, but
yeah,
providing the experience that those games used to offer. For example, you can buy for $399 from this company called Arcade 1-Up a 12-in-1 cabinet. It's more than just one game, but it features the very famous Pac-Man game.
Of course.
And the cabinet is its iconic yellow Pac-Man branding on the outside, but it contains games like Pac-Man, Galaxian, Dig Dug, and others.
Oh, Dig Dug.
Dig Dug.
All
remember
right.
Dig Dug?
Oh, yeah.
But in a gaming cabinet. There's another company called Midwest Legacy. It offers a cabinet which includes Mortal Kombat, Defender.
Oh.
I don't remember these games. Paperboy?
Oh, yeah. I remember Paperboy.
How
not
about
my favorite, but
Root Beer Tapper?
No. I don't remember that one.
But there's another one. And another company, which goes back to the increase in the use of technology, even in some of the retro games, a more comprehensive system that lets you download new games into it if desired, so you can have your retro titles along with your new games.
Oh, so it never gets old.
Exactly right.
All right.
So they're kind of a combination. But the cabinetry apparently is the big thing for some of these retro gamers.
Mm-hmm.
And instead of just holding the device in your hands or looking at the computer screen, you actually have to have the cabinetry to go along with it.
As they get older, they're going to want a bigger screen.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
And some of the cabinetry is the official full-size stand-up cabinetry, or some of it is desktop cabinetry, so it doesn't take up a whole space in your room. But also, in addition to that, we started with Pinball Wizard. apparently pinball machines also, including, I'd have to figure out how this works, virtual pinball machines.
Okay.
That'd be kind of different.
Yeah.
Which are also now starting to make a comeback, including Marvel pinball, Star Wars pinball, and Attack from Mars pinball. They include LCD play fields and score screens, but authentic flipper feedback.
Ooh.
With real plungers and buttons, too.
Nice.
Well, you got to have the plungers and the buttons.
Right.
Maybe you just can't tilt it.
I was going to say virtual. No, one day you probably can't tilt it. Or if you get a little angry, you know, hit it.
Yeah. Like, yeah. No, don't want to do that. Yeah. Pinball machines used to take a pretty good beating.
They did.
But they're pretty sturdy things, too.
Yeah.
There's even Legends Pinball, which is billed as the world's first connected pinball table, and this allows for multiplayer online pinball where each player can play while chatting with others. Hmm. So I guess there'd be new technology even for pinball. But yes, retro gaming. I think we've talked about this in the past, though, where there's been some people that have found some of those games of old that have been making comebacks.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, big time. My neighbor has one of those old, it's actually updated. It's new, but they have all the old games. I don't know. It's some, I forget what they call it, but he's got all the older Atari games.
Is that where they use the cartridges and inserted into some kind of game system?
No, actually, it's not. That's why I wanted to correct myself. No, it has nothing to do. You're not getting anything from the older system. It's just been upgraded into something a lot smaller.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, and you can play all the games
using new
right
technology,
there.
But the old system.
But the joysticks are the same.
Oh, really?
The joysticks are the exact same. So yeah, the old Atari joysticks. So you can play Space Invaders and Frogger and all those other classic games.
Those joysticks took a beating, too.
They did.
Wow. What's fascinating here though, that was the cabinetry thought.
Mm-hmm.
Because I just wouldn't think that. I mean, the fascination in an old game is one thing, using today's technology, just because you'd think you'd already have the giant screen.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, it'd already be integrated into a system that you're using. But to know that people are actually buying some of the old cabinetry, you know, where are they putting it?
Right.
You know.
Adding to the
man cave.
Tapestry of their...
Oh, there you go. Maybe that's
yeah.
it, you know?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
When the game gets boring, go play the video game.
Oh, that's pretty cool.
That is cool, though. Isn't it nice to know?
I'm not surprised. I wonder if they're going to do stuff like with other consoles, too, like Nintendo and the others like that. Be cool.
I think there was a reference in here. And again, I apologize because I thought I had done something properly in order to go through the story that was more than just that. But I thought there was some references to the way that some of the new systems of today would find ways to integrate as well.
I'll tell you what, though. I'm having a college flashback because you said Mortal Kombat.
Was that the game?
Oh, man. You cannot go into a male's dorm room without, at Central Michigan at least, in 1994 to 1996 without somebody having Mortal Kombat that you could just play Mortal Kombat. I mean, I can already hear the voice telling me, where, you know, you'd play and he would tell you, finish him. Finish him. Because it's a fight. It's a fight to the death. And then if you won, he would say, fatality. So, yes, it was a good family game. Good family game.
I'm going to say, I never got into the Mortal Kombat, so I'm going to have to take your word for that one. The Space Invaders, the Pac-Man, I remember that, too.
That's right,
And the pinball. Pinball used to be a big fun.
Maybe we can trade some of these games for the guns on the streets, and they'll just play the game. And
there you go.
It's a real thing.
Yeah.
But, you know, well, as realistic as some of these games are.
Yeah, well,
yeah, right.
Well, today's games, I'll tell you, Mortal Kombat was not very realistic at all, I can tell you. Where, some of these other games, wow, it is amazing. It is amazing. Yeah, I see my neighbor's teenage daughters playing some of these games. It looks almost like real life. It's just remarkable.
The graphics are there, and then you add some of the, what am I thinking of? Virtual reality.
Mm-hmm.
You
mm-hmm.
put the headsets on to things like that.
Yeah.
And so...
things we couldn't dream of when we were playing Pong.
No, which is why we need these retro games.
Yes.
Because these are more up to our speed. Maybe not up to our price, but up to our speed.